Parliament backed a resolution Thursday recognizing the actions of the Russian military in the country as genocide. The resolution from the Ukrainian Parliament also called for appeals to be sent to foreign governments, parliaments, and the United Nations to recognize Russia's war as genocide. The move comes after U.S. President Joe Biden this week said Russia's actions against Ukraine amounted to genocide, in comments echoed by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and British Premier Boris Johnson. But French President Emmanuel Macron, also backed by Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz, declined to deploy the word genocide in a stance Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky deemed painful. President Zelensky says the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court has visited Bucha, the scene of widespread violence against civilians. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Bucha had been controlled by Russian forces until recently, when evidence of mass killings and more than 400 bodies were found. Zelensky says it's inevitable that the Russian troops will be held responsible. He says, we will drag everyone to a tribunal, and not only for what was done in Bucha. Zelensky added, work is continuing to clear tens of thousands of unexploded shells, mines and tripwires left in northern Ukraine by the departing Russians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
One of Russian President Vladimir Putin's closest allies warned NATO Thursday that if Sweden and Finland joined the U.S.-led military alliance, then Russia would have to bolster its defenses in the region to restore military balance. Dmitry Medvedev, deputy chairman of Russia's Security Council, also said such a move means, quote, there could be no more talk of any nuclear-free status for the Baltic, end quote. This is VOA News.